The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. The obvious theme in John's letter in the Gospel is love. What is love? Well, we can define love by saying God is love. Scriptures tell us that. So if we want to know the fullness of love, we look to God. And specifically, and especially during the Easter season, we look at Jesus to find out what love is really all about. And as we look at Jesus, we're reminded that, number one, he is God, fully and completely. Number two, he became a slave for us by becoming a human being. And number three, he did exactly what he said in the gospel. He gave his life for us. And Jesus says, there is no greater love than laying down our lives for our brothers and sisters. So if we want to know what the fullness of love is, all we need to do is look to Jesus and follow in his footsteps. And just as he and the Father are one in love, so Jesus is inviting us into that life of the Trinity as his children, or as he says in today's gospel, as his friends. He no longer calls us servants or slaves, but if we do the will of the Father as he did, Jesus calls us his friends. Now think of that. That's a great conversation piece when you go out to dinner. You know, say, "I am a friend of God," and then tell people why that is true. But here is the Almighty God, immortal, no beginning, who created us. We're simply creatures, and yet he wants us to be his friends, or his children too. We are called the children of God when we do the will of God. So again, the amazing part of our faith, and perhaps we don't think of it enough, is that the Almighty God created us to be loved by him and for us to love him and our brothers and sisters so that one day we could share in the love of the Trinity in heaven for all eternity. So here we are celebrating the Eucharist, where we receive the very flesh and blood of Jesus, who gave his life for us. And we receive it so that we can become more like him. Because as we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, God is working in us. He is changing us. He is making us more like himself. He's making us more divine, so that not only now can we do fully the work that God has given us, but so that one day we can share in his divine glory in heaven for all eternity. So again, if we stop and think about what the Easter season is all about, it comes right out of the scriptures. It's all about Jesus Christ, God the Son, becoming a human being, willingly suffering and dying for us so that we could be with him for all eternity. And he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do that. He could have said, "Adam and Eve, you had a chance to make it right and you didn't. It's over." But he didn't. That's the depth of God's love. the depth of God's love that again we see in Jesus Christ, who though he was in the form of God, did not grasp his divinity, but rather became a slave to serve you and me and to lay down his life for us. So if we want to be like Jesus, then we have to at least pray that we will do what Jesus calls us to do, even up to and including laying down our lives for our brothers and sisters, not clinging to false gods, not clinging to convenience or comfort, not looking at what I can do and thinking that's what it's all about, but rather, as Jesus did, emptying ourselves, getting rid of our ego so that we can do more fully and more purely the will of God. And again, there's no mystery in one sense to all of this, because if we want to know what love truly is, it was enfleshed in Jesus Christ, God the Son. And we know from the scriptures what he did, what he went through, how he lived his life. So it's not a mystery on how to live the life of love that God wants us to live. But it's up to us each and every day to keep recommitting ourselves to what began in our baptism, when we became a new creation, when we were stamped with the image and likeness of Jesus Christ, when we became different because of the work of God in our lives. So even as I speak to you, God is doing wonderful things in us, and he calls us to be faithful in following him each day so that when we go through those doors, we don't stop celebrating the Eucharist, but rather we live it in a different way. We live it as Jesus lived it, by letting go of his life, letting go of his body, letting go of his prerogatives of God in order to serve other people. There's the model of love, giving, self-emptying. So as we continue our Easter season, and we just have two more weeks, it ends in 2 weeks with the great feast of Pentecost, it's a good time, as always, to stop and ask ourselves, are we really thankful for what God has done for us and continues to do for us? And what are we willing to do to say thank you? Can we even contemplate the idea that maybe we will be called to lay down our lives for other people? And can we pray that? Can we say to God, Lord, I come to do your will, just as Jesus did. But as always, we have to recommit ourselves to what began in our baptisms each and every day so that we can love more and more as Jesus loved, so that that love one day will take us right into heaven. So that's our call, and God gives us the freedom to say no or yes, but hopefully we're here because we want to say yes. We want to love as Jesus loved and one day share with him, as I said before, in the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.